Er is dit parsjes weer iets ischer gevallen.
So, we're talking about the sugi here of Yotzachinam Ein Kesef. There's really two sugis going on simultaneously, but the Gemara says Yotzachinam Eile Be Bagris Ein Kesef Eile Yemei Nairis. And Toivi floored me yesterday with a question on the sugya, which is that he asked the question that if you're saying that when you sell your daughter for as a shivcha, you're basically selling the maisi dime that you own, which is the way we learned from Shlomayim. So what do I need a pasuk that she goes out bechlal when it comes to bagris? Ma mocha rishon l'sheni kol schusha tova l'yado. I can't sell you for more than I have. What does he need a pasuk at all? I thought that that was a great question, and I searched a little bit, and we found that it's Taka the Marit asked this question on Tois and Daf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph. The Marit asked this question. Yes, what do you need a Bechlal Pasuk for the fact that she goes out by Bagris? All you're selling is what you have. All you have is up to Bagris. The Choritz Klod, she's going to go out. Azoi Frek the Marit Akasha. Toivis Kasha. Zokt Rabel Chonon Vasarman. Says, achidish mamish up the wazoo. Zokto Bechanan, you think that a father only owns his daughter till bagris? Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not true. Maybe he really owns his daughter la'aylam. Narvas. You're telling me that once she hits bagris, she doesn't get my siyadayim, can't be makadosh, all that stuff, everything. You know why? Because bagris is a moitzi. It's a fkaito de malka. Sounds familiar? It's going to be the opposite of upshot. We'll see why. It's almost upshot, but opposite. Afkaito de malka. Does haste that now he has her le'oilam. Zokt Rabbel Chanan. So now he could sell her. Granted, there's an afkaita de malka that's going to come later. It's going to come. It's not going to come. But when he sells, he could sell her la'olam. Does the afkaita de malka also apply to the person that buys her? I don't know. I need a pasuk. Brilliance of Rabbel Chanan. So Rabbi Chanan is saying, in a chanami, yutaka owner lailam. Now it's brilliant. It's similar to what we said yesterday. But we wanted to be mechalik. We wanted to say that bagrus is avada, that it's when it ends at bagrus. And but nairus, when it comes to the adon, is afkaita demalka. That's good what we wanted to say. We want to be mechalik. And to say bagrus, but he doesn't own her when she's a boigeris. She's a boigeris. It's only been a rail base of here. Once she's out of new rail, she's not in her base of here anymore. He doesn't own her. It's not a kite to the mouth. It's not in his bias. It's not in his reshus anymore. Why? It ends. There's an expiration date on his reshus. It ends when she hits bagrus. But nairus be'etzem, when it was by the father, then it goes all the way to bagrus. When you sold her as a oma, then something's ripping you out. So the simanim is being moitzi. Das herich. But Rabbi Chanan's saying a much bigger chiddush than what we were saying. Yeah.
I don't get the question. Isn't that what we asked? Why do you need bagrus? We already know nairus.
No.
That's more just no. Physical.
That was saying, that over there was saying that once I have already a nairus, what do you need bagrus for? He's saying that the whole mechir had to only have been up until bagrus. Because there's you don't need a mitzi. You don't need a mitzi. It ends. So the pshat is, I bet some own you forever. And that's the Mardik Yechidish. Rav Yaakov Moshe Kalevsky brings it right from Tosfos, not like Rabbi Chanan. The Tosfos on the bottom. I don't want to go through the whole cheshbon. And
it's the same thing as that Avaiter still don't need a pasuk.
No, I do need a pasuk.
Dude, because how do you know that the guy in the water has the same?
Because again, it's the same.
I have a presidential pardon. No, I have everything. It's just the president's going to come and pull it away. Who says he's going to put it away from me? Who says he's going to pull it away from you?
The presidential pardon applies to the father. Correct? It applies to the father.
But it's not nichlal in his bilus.
Exactly.
It's a davar mibachutz.
His bilus applies to everybody.
So my bilus is loilum. So I'll sell to you loylum. So now Grada, the president, is going to come and pardon. And already told me he's going to pardon. But it's me b'chutz.
It doesn't sell her. Does a presidential pardon come?
It happens to come.
It happens to come. So when he sells her, so he sold the fighter again. When she becomes a bagra,
he sold her loylum.
Let me give you an example.
Let's move it.
And he owned loylum. Listen. Wait. Listen to me. I want to make it easier, okay? A person has a slave. How long does he own the slave?
Six.
A nirtza.
Forever.
Forever. If he could sell the slave. Now, does he sell the slave loylum or only until yovel?
Forever. He sells him loylum.
Now, what happens if yovel doesn't come?
Then he's a slave. How about the loylum?
So that means that my bailus is loylum. I can sell you loylum. It happens to be either it will come or it won't come. But I'm not selling you that the yovel is an afkaita, which either it'll be mafkir or it won't. So the yovel is mafkir from me. Who said the yovel is mafkir from him? It's a different bailus. So over here, I'm selling my daughter as an omer for you.
If I have an Eved, it has nothing to do with their power over her.
Who said?
It has to do with her power, that now she's a bagra.
Who said? It's an afkaita de malka. It's not a bagras.
What is the
bagra? The malka comes from her, not from the father.
Who said?
Because then it would be that when she's in her father's house, that's not the Maizi. The Maizi is when she turns Bagras. Why does that change when she turns his house?
What do you mean? It's when she turns Bogeret, she's Matkia from the husband, from the father's house.
Right, it has nothing to do with the father's house.
It's being Maitzi from the father's house. The Torah is being Matkia from her house, from his house.
It's this from his house.
It's not from, she's sold. But it's not being, she is not being Matkia from the father's house. She's being Matkia inside Atzma by this outside.
From what? From the father's house.
Where do you know that from?
That's where she's being Matkia from.
Okay, so who said?
Causing the Matkia is not the father's house.
Who said? Who said? Who said? The Torah is being mafkia, his rishus. Who do you know the Torah is being mafkia? Someone else's rishus. You
know, pass it. Who's being mafkia? Adoin or Yovel?
That's the Yovel from the Adoin. Yovel from the Adoin. Who said the Yovel is going to be mafkia from someone else? You don't know.
Yovel's an outside thing. Yovel's an outside force.
What? It's not clear. We'll have to see. We'll deal with that.
You can't sell him. Okay, that happens to be a problem.
Okay, so then you can't bring a riot from over there because it doesn't exist.
Mighty is Yovel.
Okay.
The Mighty is an outside
force. Why riot for something that can't happen?
The Mighty is an outside force.
Rabbi Sai, I'm not comfortable with Rabbi Chanan's teretz either, but not for the reason you're not comfortable. This is what Rabbi Chanan says. He says that I would think you need a pasuk to say that it's afkaita and maika on the other rishus. It's a different rishus. I was thinking to say something else.
It has nothing to do with the rishus.
What does that mean? I don't know what you mean.
Meaning it has nothing to do with the owner owning it. Who said? Who owns it? It's Yovel, right?
It's Yovel, but Yovel doesn't. It is only mafkia certain things. It's mafkia a daughter from a father. It's mafkia an eved. Who said it's mafkia? Shifcha. Who said he's mafkia from over there? That's
because it's an outside. It's an outside mafkia.
What?
With the father,
much
he has to do with the daughter turning
bar.
It's an outside mafkia.
I'll call upon him. I hear. I'd like to say a different teretz anyway, Rabbi Yisai, different than Rabbi Chama. Perhaps we could say as follows, which is a little bit minimizing the hanocha. The hanocha is that the father is selling his daughter's maisi yadayim. He has maisi yadayim, and he's selling it. Is an Amma Evriya just maisi yadayim? Is that all she is just maisi yadayim? It's kinyan abdus. What does that mean?
It means the father originally owned her.
That means that there's something else happening over than just more than maisi yadayim. What did the father have in his daughter? Was she his Eved, but she is Shifcha. No Machlekes.
I know, even back before that, why he gets the.
She wasn't his Eved. He could force her. No, it's not his Eved. It's not his Eved. He doesn't have Kenyan Abdus in her. He had. You can force her to work.
From where?
What?
Why did I force her?
We said
because I own her, but not Kenyan Abdus. That's a different type of. That's a mominous. But over here, there's something more than just. just mominess. Like we said yesterday, the Beis Lechem Yehuda said, when a person has an eved, there's something more than just mominess. It's not. It's more than that. There's a kinyan in the eved, similar to the way that you have a relationship with a woman. When a father marries off his daughter, was she married to him first? Can he marry his daughter off to someone? Yes. When a father makes his daughter into a shivcha, was she his shivcha first? No.
She is in his rishus.
That's true, but what we're saying is over here there's nischadesh, something more than just ma'isi yadayim. It's true that I have the ma'isi yadayim and I'm selling the ma'isi yadayim to you, but it doesn't stop there. It's not purely now you have what I had. It's nischadesh, something called amma. And amma has other dinim. For example, what's another din of amma? Gemarier. That's a different din. So therefore, it's this chadesh here. What we saw yesterday, Beis Lechem Yehuda says, that on an Eved Ivri, and this is going to be the same thing of an Amma Ivriya, it's chal, a new type of kinyan, similar to kinyan ishus. It's a kinyan in the guf. Therefore, I would think that maybe that kinyan can stay after Yoivo. The father only has rishus up until a bagris, true. But I'm not creating just that rishus. I'm making chal chaloy shem ama. On that, maybe it'll go longer. For example, can a father mekadesh his daughter?
No.
Can he marry off to someone else?
Yes.
Does that go past Bagrus?
Yes. We have so many things in that.
What does that mean? It's not Nischadesh.
There's nothing new going on. You're right. The father can't marry his daughter, but he can marry her off. And he can't. And she's not his Eved. But what he sells is, when he's selling her Maisei Yadayim, right? He doesn't. He's not, what's it called? He doesn't own her, but he owns her Schus to her.
Right.
And when he sells her as a Memory, he sells her as a Schus. The reason why the guy can marry her, he sells his schus to it. The reason why he marries her, along with that schus, he sold his other schusim to her.
He didn't.
Yeah.
The Tosis says not like
that's
that.
That's why the guy marries her.
Tosis says not like that. That's Tosis who brings her right not like that.
What do you mean?
Tosis over here says that you should bring a right. Should bring a right kesef. Listen to me. Listen. You bring a right kesef kedushin from Amid Vriya. Why don't we? Because that's not what's happening. That's Tosis's kash over here on Gimel Amid Beis. Tosis asks, why don't you learn from your kesef kedushin? The answer is because it's not a spachilik of the father's schus. It's a zaitik. It happens to Amma. He's not doing it. That his habamin was like you, but his maskana is not like that. It just happened. Amma is a new bear. It's something that we didn't have before. So therefore, I would have a habamina that Amma can go past Bagaris. Why? Because it's not the same thing that the father had. He's creating a new reality through what he had. Through what he had, he's creating Amma, but what he's creating is Amma.
But if you look at what happened, then logic would dictate otherwise. You're right, a father can't marry his daughter. He has the power to marry her, but he can't marry her. Why can't he marry her? He can't marry his daughter.
Okay.
But now he sold her to somebody, and this guy has the power to marry her.
Can he affect something past his rishus? Yes or no? Yes, because he does kedushin past his rishus. So he can affect Amma past his rishus.
So why are we getting
that's it.
It's not that it's not his rishus. He has a different problem. He has arayas.
No. It's past his rishus. It's after Bagrus. It's after Bagrus. What?
What's your comparing it to kedushin? Why do we just say that for Ma'aseh? When you sell her Ma'aseh, you're selling it past Bagrus.
Because you can't. Because you don't have it past Bagrus.
You don't have Ma'aseh anything past.
Ain't a chanami. So I'm not selling it past that. I'm just shopping a chalois. That chalois can extend past Bagrus. I'm shopping something that can go past. If I'm selling something that I have, I'm
selling Ma'aseh.
What?
Just the
Chalos, not
the
Ma'aseh Yadeh. Yeah. Selling the Ma'aseh Yadeh is going to create something more than that. It's going to create now that she's an Amma. Once you're creating Amma, the Amma can extend past what his Rishus was. Comes the pasuk and says no, that she's there's a mafka from the Amma Sheboy. The Amma is being mafkia the Amma with Bagrus. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Says the Gemara. Now we have two psukim. Yatzachinam eli yimei bagrus and kesef eli yimei nairus. Frek the Gemara question. The licht of Rachmana says the Gemara. Gufa yatzachinam eli bagrus eli and kesef eli yimei nairus. Licht of Rachmana nairus v'lo by bagrus. That's the Gemara's question. What's the Gemara's question? What does the Gemara want you to write? Licht of Rachmana nairus v'lo by bagrus. It's not clear in the Gemara what it wants. The Panim, the Meiris says, I have two different options, what the Gemara wants. The Sefer Panim Meiris. Panim Meiris was written by Meir Eisenstadt. Two options of what the Gemara wants. Either the Gemara wants you to write Lichter Rachmana Nairus, write Ein Kesef. Doesn't say Mefurish Nairus. Write Ein Kesef. And don't write Yatzachinim. Or the Gemara wants you to write the word Nairus. Write Mefurish Nairus. Lichter Rachmana Nairus. Which one? Says the Panamiris, I don't understand either one of them. Neither one really makes sense to me. Because if you want to write Ein Kesef, you have to be an imbecile to not think of the fact that we're going to think the smallest chiddush. Every time we write something, we're going to assume the smallest chiddush. What's the smallest chiddush? Bagrus. We'll go straight to Bagrus. Of course we will. What were you thinking, Gemara? I'm a Rava! Two! We need Rava for that. That's a no-brainer.
How would the pasuk be structured?
That's a good question. I don't know yet. Hold off on that, okay? Elomai, he needs to ask right Nairus Mefurish. Okay, great Kasha. What's the answer? Amarava Bozev Eliman Alze. What's the answer? What did you answer? I don't get it. Next question. Ask the Panamiris. What does Rav have to say? Mindi da have a toish of a sachir. Bozev Eliman Alze is something that's standard fare. This is all over Shas. I trust the Panamiris on this one. You don't need an example, we find it by Toshav Asacha. What did he see? Toshav Asacha, something over there that he found. Bozev Eliman Alze. Come on, this is regular. Like, you know, Kalvachoymer needed to have it. Kalvachoymer is everywhere. Bozev Eliman Alze. This is regular. What do you have to bring it right from Toshav Asacha? And the third Kasha, Gavriel asked me last night. It took me a while to process his question, but he asked the following question. I think it's a very good Kasha. So listen. So we didn't know Bozev Eliman Alze yet. When the Gemara asked the question, Lichtav Rachmana Nairus Lobay Bagus, we didn't know yet Bozev Eliman Alze. We weren't aware of that. Okay. So what are you thinking we're saying over here? You go out in Nairus and you go out in Bagus? When you go out in Nairus, you're out. What's Bagus? What was the Gemara? How did the Gemara process this? What was the Gemara thinking?
Why'd they wait 10 months?
Yeah, it should be right away. Like, hello, this doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Should have to work it out first or something. Like, what? How do you process this? If you don't know Bozev Elimud Alzeh, so what are you thinking? The Gemara, what are you thinking it's saying? It's almost as if the drush is screaming Bozev Elimud Alzeh, screaming it. So what are we missing here? Three kashas. First kasha is that if you're telling me that just write Yatzachinam, it's a no-brainer. We're gonna learn out Bagras. Second kasha is, what do you have to bring me from Toshav Asachar? Third kasha is, if you don't know Bozev Eliman Alzeh, I don't know how you bechlal eat this brisa. How do you see this brisa? How do you look at this brisa? It makes no sense to you. Elamai, you knew Bozev Eliman Alzeh. So what's the kasha? So I'd like to suggest, perhaps, with Siyata Dishmaya, Pshat in the Gemara. Is the questions clear? Are the questions clear? I'd like to suggest with Siyat Dishmaya text. Gemara's question was just write Yatzachinam. Similar to when the Gemara goes down to Toshav Asachir, the Gemara says, Toshav is Kenya Kinyoilam, Sachir is Kanya Kinyanchanim. The Gemara says, Licht the Rachmana Toshav Eloi Boy Sachir. You know, it's right the way it is. Over here also, it meant write Yatzachinam and you don't need any Kesef. That's what it means. Frecht. Pardon me, Iris. But don't you know right away to go to the more obvious? I'll tell you like this. Rabbi Isai, we did something yesterday. It was creative. But we tried to cram into the words Ein Kesef, that Ein Kesef is Mashma Nairus. Do you remember that from yesterday? The Lashon of Rashi. We didn't make it up. We saw in Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Kesef Ela Dovar Acher Moitzioi Eli Mei Nairus. Was steht in Ein Kesef? Ein Kesef is leaning towards Nairus over Bagrus. Because the words Ein Kesef mean don't, no money, but something else. Bagrus isn't a something. Bagrus is just, there's no more Nairus. Not like Rebbe Chanan. Bagrus isn't a something. Bagrus is just normal nairus. Nairus is a something. Dover acher moitzi eliyame nairus. Nairus is doch the moitzi. So frek the Gemara. Just write ein kesef. And how am I going to process ein kesef? Nairus. What do you mean? Bagrus is a smaller chiddush. Yeah, but read the words. Via lamdin. Via daikon. Via madaikon. Ein kesef. And ein kesef means I will dover acher moitzi. And that's nairus. And I could skip out on the whole Bagrus thing. I could skip it out.
Why is the bracha not Bagrus?
What?
Bagrus isn't a
dover acher. Bagrus is not a dover. Bagrus is just there's no more brishus. It's over. It's over. Not like Rabbi Chana. Rabbi Chana was learning, it's a this. We're saying, no, it's not a this. It's just over. If that's the case, so then just do it like that. Hold on. Hold off, okay?
See you.
So just do that.
What, just write in Kesef?
Just write in Kesef. And then you're good to go. So what? The Gemara knew that there's going to be a buzz Evelim and Alzeh. The Gemara says, but what do you need buzz Evelim and Alzeh for? You don't need it. Because if you would just write ink, if you just write Yatzachinam, I'm for sure going to say it means Bagrus. But just write Ein Kesef, and if it just says Ein Kesef, I'm going to say Ein Kesef means Nairus. Why? Because it's Mashmazeh.
You could say Tosha V'Sachar's teaching us this, that you need a Bazeh.
Says the Gemara, I'm going to learn from Tosha V'Sachar. What am I learning from Tosha V'Sachar? What is the word Toshav Mashma? Mashma. Who says that?
Rashi.
So why don't you just write Toshav? Why don't you just write Toshav? So Toshav is Mashma La'olam. And then when it's Kanikin Ya'olam, so Kanikin Shanam L'Kol Shechein, says the Gemara, even though Toshav is Mashma Taka La'olam, if I just had Toshav, what would I say? I would say it's Shanam. In other words, it's a mashmois is a nice thing. You can't hang a heavy coat on a small hook. It's a diuk. It's a mashma. Very nice. It's mashma. After everything falls in place, we'll recalibrate it that way, and we'll say that toishav means kanishkin oil. But if you just have the word toishav, what are we going to do? Go to the bigger chiddush or the smaller chiddush? You're going to tell me it's more mashma the bigger chiddush? Mashma hin, mashma hair. That's not enough for me. It's not enough. Don't state in Toshav Esachir. State that it's not enough to go to the bigger chiddush just because it's mashma. So they will do the same thing over here. Yatzachinam. Dover acher moitzi. Very nice. It's a diak. Very cute. Beautiful. That's not going to be enough for me. It's not enough. We can't push a bigger chiddush on a mashmois in a pasuk. We can't do that. So now the Gemara is half of a fella. The Gemara is saying the same thing's happening in both drushes. Same thing. It's a question of the mashmois in the lashon. Does a mashmois in a lashon carry the day? Can a mashmois in lashon pull you to a bigger chiddush just because it's mashma? Or you say no. Ain't boy alachidusha mechatesi. It's a nair, but it's a nair. So that might be part of the yisoid of buzz zevelim but alze. It's telling me that now I could darshan it like that. If it wasn't, I would have learned it like this. Now I'm learning it like that. That's buzz zevelim
but alze. It's a little out of order, though. Why would you like read it? You wouldn't have a question. How is buzz zevelim but alze answering us before we bring Toshav
Pesachim? It's saying now that I have. This second pasuk. Now I could say in kesef means that, but before that, I'm not going to say in kesef means that.
Yeah, but Amar Rav Bazev Limin Al Zeh is not answering the question that Rabbi just brought down that in kesef is more mashma.
Continue. Midi de'ave.
It's midi de'ave.
Midi de'ave.
It's the same one big stuff.
Same answer.
Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi say, I have a kasha. I have a kasha in the sugya. Shitas Rashi. What would we write first? We have two limudim, abazev limar alzeh. You write the bigger chiddush, the smaller chiddush. You write which one's more mistaber. You write which one it comes first in chronological order. How do we decide which one to write first? So I have a raya from Rashi. That Rashi would have preferred to do smaller chiddush first. But if it's more mistaber, he's going to do in the lashon. He's going to switch it. What's my raya? Because Rashi says when it comes to toishav and sachir, what is toishav? Zekani kinyan oylam. Sachir is a kani kinyan shanim. Which one comes first in chronological order? Kinyan shanim or kinyan oylam? Because you can't become a kinyan oylam until you're a kinyan shanim. That comes. It's after 6 years, so kinyan shanim comes first. Which one? Right. So now, Rashi asks a question, or he actually addresses a question, why are we saying Toishav before is Nirtza? Why don't we say Toishav is Kani Kinyan Shanim? Rashi asks that question, says Rashi. I'll tell you why. Because it's more Mistaber. Toishav is more Mashma Kinyan Kinayim. But what was Rashi's question? Why should I make it Kinyan Shanim? What?
It's only if we have both.
Because it's a smaller chiddush, right? So you see clearly from Rashi, Rashi would rather do, or whichever one is in, it doesn't necessarily look small chiddush, it could be also chronological order, right?
This case works.
This, what? I thought it was Rashi's chronological. It could be chronological order, or it could be the small chiddush.
It happened till I know.
No, but obviously it wouldn't work.
Is it the small
chiddush?
Right, smaller chiddush. Smaller chiddush. Right. So Rashi would have rathered do either what's chronological order or the smaller chiddush. That's what Rashi would rather do. In Tosfos, Tosfos seems to say not like that. Oh well, Tosis says, Tosis asked the question, Yatzachinam Elim E Bagris, and Kesav Elim E Nairis, in Toyama Beresh, Havalim Minkad Elim E Nairis, Vahadu Yim E Bagris. The E Nairis is a bigger Chiddush. If it's going chronological, so then.
This is when they have both already.
Which for sure when you don't have, when you only have one, you for sure do the small chiddush. Now we know when you have both, which one do you write first?
There's no svar behind chronological.
Right. So why is Tosis suggesting over here to do you may nairis first?
He doesn't say specifically. It could be either.
Could be either. So the Marsha learns in Tosfos that the Tosfos likes the bigger chiddush first. So he argues on Rashi. That's why Tosfos wants Nairis first. He wants the bigger chiddush before the smaller chiddush. He disagrees, and that's going to be the pshat on the top. Why on top does it say first? You may on the bottom. I mean, why does it say Tosha first and then Sachir? Because he likes the bigger chiddush. Rashi clearly doesn't like the bigger chiddush. Either Rashi likes the chronological order, or Rashi likes the smaller chiddush, but not the bigger chiddush.
Why does Bagris come first when Rashi? Because
why does? Because it's smaller chiddush. Is a smaller chiddush.
So according to
Tosfos,
why would say
Tosfos
is shanim?
No, Tosfos shanim is going to be good according to Tosfos.
It's a smaller.
Tosfos is the bigger chiddush. That's why it comes first.
Yeah, if it only by itself, it'd be shanim.
What?
Oh, we're saying once we have two.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know. I'll call upon Rabbi Yisai. This Shaila, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Yitzchak speaks about. We gave it out in the Maram HaKoymus yesterday, but I printed out more of it because you need to see a little bit more. So I'd like to go through how he deals with this Shaila. Which one do you put first? And Imamish addresses the Shaila. What comes first? And he says, should be pretty much enough for everyone. Maybe one or two people have to look in together. He says, "V'im toimer amay no loy nokat yemei nairus bereisha." Why doesn't it say yemei nairus first? That's the same question as Tosfos asks, right? V'yesh leimar. D'meikara darash kamaisa d'mistavra. What's that teretz? Everybody say, help me out here. Because I'm going to have problems. What does it mean? Meikara darash kamaisa d'mistavra.
The first one we do, what's the most
about? What does it mean, more mistavra?
Smaller chiddush.
That's the way Rashi seems to learn. Right? It doesn't sound like he's doing more meduyuk over here. We'd have to say a lot more than that, probably. Probably. Inami. Mishum de miyud de ein kesef darshi yes kesef la den acher. Dainu ben nairis. De bebagris ein zchir la av klum. What's the second teretz? From the other drusha, we have to anyway put nairis over here. Why do we have to put nairis over here? Because ein kesef la den zev yes kesef la den acher. So now I'm using the ein kesef for kedushin. What's kedushin talking about? Nairus. Can a father marry his daughter off when she's a bogeres?
No.
No, so clearly Ein Kesef is talking about what? Nairus. Therefore, I have Yatzachinam as Bagrus. So what's he saying? Really, which one would I like to put first? I would like to put Nairus first. But over here, I don't have a choice. I can't. Why not? Because Ein Kesef is going to have to make you into Nairus. So therefore, Ein Kesef has to be Nairus. Tzachin is going to be Bagrus.
He's going in chronological order or Mistabra?
Not Mistabra. Because his question was, it should do Nairus first. Nairus is not Mistabra first. It's either chronological or the bigger Chiddush.
His answers are against each other.
Which, these two answers? Yeah, these two answers. He's saying Inami, a different answer.
So either way, Nairus.
V'im toimar v'chi mishani bo zev limit al ze akati tikshi luchtav ein kesef demashma nairis. Now that's a great kasha. You just told me, I think this is his kasha, tell me if you agree. You just told me that I already know in the words ein kesef we're talking about naira. How do we know that? Because drasha ein kesef on zevish kesef on acher, it has to be naira. Once it has to be naira, just write ein kesef and we're good. You just told me that. You just said that this pasuk has to be talking about naira. That's why you said we're going to put this at naira. If this has to be naira, so just write in kesef. Awesome kasha. Tosis asked the same question. How does Tosis answer? Tosis says, I wouldn't darshan in kesef that way. I won't say in kesef the adan zev, yesh kesef the adan acher. I'm going to say something else. I'll make up a different drasha. I'll say once for nairus, once for bagrus, and I won't learn from here anything about kesef kedushin. And I'll drop the whole kesef kedushin drasha. That's what Tosis says. But Rabbeinu Shmuel B'Yitzchak says something else, and this is where I get stuck. He says, V'yesh leimar, the nami habi mukminon bebagrus, v'yitar yud, Liyesh kesef binairus. What's his answer? If it just said the words ein kesef, nami habe mukminon bibagrus, v'yitor yud liyesh kesef binairus.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Bagrus is ein kesef bagrus.
That bagrus.
Bagrus is ein kesef is bagrus. Yeah. Extra yud instead of saying it's for whatever. That's nairus and use it for ein kesef. It's just to teach us
Nairus. Nairus. So is the pasuk Nairus or Bagrus? Which one? Okay, I want to know what his teretz is. So he's taking the same words Ein Kesef and saying part of it is going to be Nairus, part of it is going to be Bagrus. And is he okay with that? Apparently, he's saying the pashut reading Ein Kesef is going to be Bagrus. The Ein Kesef on Zayish Yesh Kesef on Nachar is going to be Nairus. And that's okay. Okay. So let's go back again. I want to go back to what he said before. Yes, before. Why are we writing first? Why are we writing first Bagrus and then Nairus? Why are you doing that? Why don't you do Nairus and then Bagrus? He says, no, I can't do that because I have the Drusha and the Drusha has to be Nairus. So, okay, but the Drusha can be Nairus and the other thing can be Bagrus. No, it can't. You got to keep them together. Got to keep Nairus together. But you just said you don't have to keep it together. His maskana is, I can make it half Bagrus and half Nairus. So why before is he saying, I have to make first Bagrus and then Nairus in order that the Nairus should line up? The Nairus don't have to line up. Or do they have to line up? It's a steer right now. We're in one line to the other. Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak. I mean, I explain it to you again. Hold on a second. Let me explain you the kash again. Hold on a second. He starts off and says, I don't get it. If you'd ask me, I would have put Nairus first and then Bagrus. That's the way you should be writing it. You should. The problem is you can't. Why not? Because Ein Kesef is already talking about Nairus. It's rooted in Nairus. Because Ein Kesef on Zev, Yesh Kesef on Nacher. Okay, if you already know Nairus, so then why didn't you just learn the Pasuk Ein Kesef? I already know Nairus and I won't need another Pasuk. No, because I would say it's talking about Bagrus. So can we talk about Bagrus? Yes. So why is it talking about Bagrus? Because it can't. But it can. No, it can't. What is going on?
He said before,
why can't you do
Bagrus to Ein Zechiel
Av Klum? He's
not going with the second verse.
They don't want to make Bagrus to Ein Kesef, and then we have Yatzachina for Nairus, because then we'd make the wrong Diak out of Bagrus, because there is no Diak to make from that Shriyot. And now he's saying we do have a Diak, but there's only Ein Kesef.
He says Bagrus Ein Zechiel Av Klum.
Right? Where are you?
His answer. Bagrus Ein Zechiel Av Klum.
What are you reading from? That's in the answer to the first one.
Yeah.
He's saying in the Ein Kesef. Ein Kesef has to be Nairus.
Right.
Ein Kesef still is going to be Nairus. Because Ein Zechiel Av Klum. But that's in the Ein Kesef. But in the Pashut reading, there's two parts to this. These words Ein Kesef. I could learn half of it as Nairus and half of it as Bagrus. So do that. And why don't you just do that and leave Yatzachinam as Nairus, Ein Kesef as Bagrus, and the Drosha of Ein Kesef as Nairus. Nairus, Bagrus, Nairus. No, because I need these both to be Nairus. If you tell me they need to both be Nairus, so then just write Ein Kesef, and then I know they're both going to be Nairus. No, they don't have to be both Nairus. Okay.
You have both, then one's more mistabra to do Nairus. So you have
both. So the Chayr, Tosfos Reb Shmuel, it's the same thing we said in Rashi. Ein Achanami, is it Shayech to spout and say one's Bagrus and one's Nairus? Can you do that? You can do that. You can make Ein Kesef half Bagrus and half Nairus. You can. But Lamaisa, after the dust settles, and I have two psukim, one of them says on it Nairus, so I'm going to make the other, I'm going to make it half Bagrus and half Nairus, half the other one Nairus? Why should I do that? I'm gonna recalibrate it in a way that it's going to fit. Is it Shaykh to do it that way? Yes, it's Shaykh. Is it better to do it that way? No. So if I only had one pasuk, then I would say this pasuk is talking about Bagrus. Because Mechate is talking about Nairus. It's not so smooth, but does it work? It works. But now that I have both, so now I'm Avada, I'm going to say this pasuk is talking about only Nairus, and the other pasuk is Bagrus. So the same way, according to Rashi, we recalibrated things. In other words, something that is not smooth, but we could force it to work. We'll force it to work, but if we're not forcing, then we'll go back to what's normal. So by Yatzachinam, there's Yatzachinam mashma in Rashi. The words Yatzachinam are mashma to us Nairus. It's mashma Nairus. Why? Because it's that. There's no kesef. It's yidaver acher maitzi. Is the word Yatzachinam mashma Nairus according to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Shmuel? Yes. Why? Because the drasha of Ein Kesef has to be Nairus. This should also be Nairus. But if you're only left there, that's not going to be enough. I'll make it into Bagrus. I'll push Bagrus in. It's a lopsided thing. The pasuk says Nairus and Bagrus at the same time. Yeah, okay. What can I do? It's a lopsided thing. The pasuk says Ein Kesef Litzia Acher and Bagrus not Litzia. Okay, what can I do?
What was the problem of having Bagrus as Ein Kesef? In the first answer, it's because Bagrus Ein Zechiel Av Klum. You can't make a drasha from Bagrus from Yod because then you think
that's Nogeda Kesef Kedushin.
Right.
So that never changes.
When there's Ein Kesef and there's only one of them, you can fit into Bagrus. Because we don't have the
pump, because
we're not learning anything
in Kedusha. We're still learning Kedusha. His question was, what was his second question? He says, just write Ein Kesef. Why? Because I know it's talking about Nairus. Why? Because of the drasha.
Then he answers that we wouldn't do that drasha anymore.
We still do the drasha. No, that's Tosfos. Right. He says we're still doing the
drasha. Of Yesh Kesef and Nairus.
Yesh Kesef is talking about Kedusha.
That's Kedusha? Yeah.
No, there's no Yesh Kesef by Adam. There's no Kesef by Adam.
Pasuk. There's only one, though. You wouldn't know that.
No, it's not. It means Kedusha. He means Kesef Kedusha. Yesh Kesef Benairus of Kedusha. That's the drasha. He's staying with the drasha. Keep the drasha of Yesh Kesef Benairus. Yesh Kesef Benairus. That's the drasha of Kedusha. And the Yesh Kesef of the Pasuk is going to be Bagrus. You're going to make the Pasuk half Bagrus, half not like Tosfos. Tosfos was suggesting, I'll make the whole Pasuk talking about the Yetziah, and I'm going to drop the drasha of Yesh Kesef. I'll drop the whole Yesh Kesef thing. I'll just say, one's a Yetziah for Nairus, the other's a Yetziah for Bagrus. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Shmuel doesn't do that. He's keeping us with the drasha. So if it's now Nairus, so how do you now do half Nairus, half Bagrus? Elamai, you can do that. So then what is he doing before? The Chayra, what I'm trying to bring out is that everyone's learning the sugya the same. This is Taka the way, if you look in the Panim Iris, the Panim Iris says this pshat, what we're saying now, and he says that that what I'm saying is nearly, it's emes la'amito shel Torah. It's pshat in the Gemara. This is Pasha pshat in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we have a buzz of a limit alza. Says the Gemara, Amarlei says, Amarlei Abaye, Abaye says back, me dummy. How can you compare? Ha, some tregufin in who? The chinami kasev rachman atoishav. Near to lo yoichel hadar kasev ido chavi sacher mils dasi kavachomis dasi kavachomis tov because of the kara. Hocha chad gufahu ki nafek le benayris bagris my boy gabe. Vos main tetsu fregen. Vos frekta bay. Mi dummy. What's his kasha? Pasha pshat in his kasha is something like this. His kasha is listen. I see there's such a thing as Bazev Elimad Alzeh, and I'm okay with that. I got that. Peshav Asach is Bazev Elimad Alzeh. Both of these people exist. Is either one of them a theoretical halacha? Is there such a thing as a Kani Kinyan Oilam that we tell him you're not allowed to eat Truma? Yes. Is there such a thing as a Kani Kinyan Shanim that we tell him you are not allowed to eat Truma? Yes. They both exist. The halacha exists. The Torah told us something that it didn't have to tell us. Mil Sadasi B'Kavachom, it talks because of the Kura, fine. But over here, the Torah says she goes out with Bagris. The Torah says she goes out with Nairis. Once she goes out with Nairis, is she ever going to go out with Bagris?
No.
So is that true? Did the Torah tell something true or something false? She goes out with Nairis. Is it true or false?
True.
The Torah says she goes out with Bagris. Is that something true or false?
False.
How does the Torah write something false?
What's a midami?
That's a midami. Over there, the two of them are both true. Both Toshav and Sacher both exist. It's Tregufin and who, they can both happen. Over here, it's never going to happen. Elisha's never going out in Bagris. She'll go out in Nairis. She'll never go out in Bagris. How come the Torah says it's Yitzhi of Bagris?
Why do you have to bring it from Toshav and Sacher, though?
I mean, because that was our Makor in the first place. We're saying, I see it from Toshav and Sacher. So, you can't see it from over there. Because Toshav and Sacher, Chachik, it's two different Gufim. Over here, it's not two different Gufim.
So,
hold on a second. So, what did the Gemara want to do? What am I supposed to do? If I write only Yatzachinam, what am I going to say it means? Bagrus. So what am I supposed to do? How do you want me to solve this problem? I got a problem. Buzz Evelyn Malzah. What should I do?
Why can't you have two people
say straight up
by
what?
Why can't you have two people by Alma Abria?
Because once she goes out by Nairis, she's not going to be in by Bagrus.
Right, so it's a different person.
But every person has Nairis.
No, you have a different person who didn't go out by Nairis.
Why didn't she go out by Nairis?
That's the answer. There's a lot of. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Right.
But there's going to be a kasha which she's going to get up to. But so says Rashi, the kasha is you should write it mefurish. You can't do that. In other words, the Torah can, it sounds like the Gemara is saying, the Torah can choose however it wants to write things. Vague ways, drusha ways, you know, kavachomer ways, hekesh ways, whatever you want. But not this. And if you have no other way of doing it, then guess what? Just write a mefurish. You should write that a girl goes out benayris. But don't write something that we're going to have to go like this and like that, and then end up saying something that's not true. That was the Gemara's question. That's what Rashi learns. Rabbi said, but I have a problem. If we write a mefurish, we're going to lose our drasha. Avein kesef ladan zeh, v'yesh kesef ladan acher. You know, when the Gemara is saying, don't write yatzachinam. Then the words are going to be extra. You're going to have to make it. I'll say something similar. In other words, the Gemara means to say, you have to find another way to learn Kesef Kedushin. The same way I tell you have to find another way to write Bagris, you have to figure out another way to write Kesef Kedushin. What you're doing, I don't care how many reasons why you're saying you have to learn this, you have to learn that, or do it like this. You can't do this. Yeah, we'll make a new drash. Either like Daniel saying, just say it over again, or just write Kesef Kedushin Mefurish. I don't know. But this is not okay. That's the Gemara's kasha. Says the Gemara, we do have a case of Bagrus that doesn't have Nairus. Ilanus. That's the case. Ilanus doesn't have Nairus. She goes straight from Katnus to Bagrus. Frekta Achroinim, we gave it out. We didn't get a chance to do it. Rebbeza Shambi, after the Shema, we're going to do it on Sunday. And Sunday, we've been going light, Rabbi said. This is light in the Sugya. Sunday, we're really going heavy. I'm trying to give you the Yusaidis. You have to chazu them, you have to get them. Frekta Achroinim, hold on. There's a Machlekas Rishonim, how it goes exactly. We mentioned it a little bit. Let's say a girl doesn't hit Simanim until she's 13 years old. So, when was Nairus supposed to be?
12 to 12 and a half.
But she didn't have simanim, so she never left katnas until she had 13. So Machlokes Rishonim, do we say now, okay, now she has a half a year of nairus, and nairus is always a half a year after katnas. Every girl that goes from katnas to godless is going to pass through nairus except for Ilanus. Or we say, look, the window is 12, 12 and a half. If she becomes she gets simanim at 13. She's not an islandess, but she goes straight from katnas to godless. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, straight from nairus to katnas to godless. Frekt the achroinim. Why do we have to come onto islandess to give us a case when there's no nairus? So many women don't have nairus. Any woman that sees simanim after 12 and a half. If you hold like the Rishonim that say that any time you see Simanim, you automatically go into Nairus in a Hanami. Every woman has Nairus except for, I understand why the Gemara says Ilanus. But according to the other Rishonim, what's Pshat in the Gemara? It's a Peldic.
What's that in between stage called?
What in between stage?
Once you turn 12 and you don't have...
You're still a Ktana. Everyone agrees you're still a Ktana. Until you have Simanim, you're a Ktana. What? I think... So we have to see if that... What? This is the Kasher Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Ephraim Mordechai Ginsburg. The father of Rabbi Lazer Ginsburg.
Who says you need Simanim?
What?
Who says you need Simanim?
This is Rambam, I think it is. But I'm going to leave you with a thought on this week's parasha. There's a show to see after the Shemaya. First, I'd like to share with you something that I said last year at the Gula convention, which was Parashas Vayetze. Matzei Shabbos, maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't. But it's been proven true, whether the Dvar Torah itself is my own thought, but the message has been proven true throughout the generations. The pasuk says, Vayifga b'amokoyim, Vayolan sham kivu ha-shemesh. Yaakov Avinu was Vayifga b'amokoyim. Chazal say, Ein pigi alashin tefila. He was davening. Which tefillah? Yaakov's tikken tefillas arvis. Now, I think that the choice of language of vayifka b'amokoyim, which means right to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is davening to Hashem. But it's not a coincidence to use the lashon of b'amokoyim. Because we always find that when a person's in darkness, that it's called b'amokoyim. We say, ha'mokoyim, yenachem, Amokim Yirachim, Amokim, what's Amokim Yimale Chesroinchem, Amokim Yinachem Eschem, Besoch Sharaveli Tzion, Amokim Yirachim, Aleim Meafelu the Oyer, Meshivu, Meafelu the Oyer, darkness. Amokim Yimale Chesroinchem, Mokim, what's Mokim? Mokim is when a person feels like he's lost, he has no Mokim, he has no Mokim. He's like, where am I? What's going on? I don't know what's happening. Hamokim, Kodesh Bochu is Mokim Shalom, Kodesh Bochu has a Mokim for you. Don't worry about it. You have a place. Everything's going to be good. Something's going to hold you together. So when Yaakov's tikkun tefillas arvis, at a very, very dark point in his life, where he's right now, no money, no place to be, no place to go, his brother's trying to kill him, he's davening ma'ariv at night, vayifka b'mokoyim, davens to Hashem. But there's one exception that I found. You say Baruch HaMakoyim, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah, Lama Yisrael. Why? Over there we're talking about Hashem giving us Torah. It's all good stuff. You know, we're like, we're at Har Sinai. We're like, Klal Yisrael's riding on a wave. I mean, you know, we just went out of a triumph, huge, major Nisan. We have clouds. We have everything. We got, this is awesome. This is Baruch HaMakoyim, Shanasan Torah, Lama Yisrael. But Ken Zayin, the Pshat is as follows. Pshat is, you want to know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the tool HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us? Hashem says, I'm going to help you through all your challenges, all your difficulties. How's he going to do that? With what? With Torah. With Torah. Torah is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his ability for us to withstand all of our challenges. Baruch HaMokom, Baruch Shenasan Torah Lam Yisrael. And that's the Pshat. When we got the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "In tekablos haTorah mutav, im lav sham tehei kvuraschem." What does sham tehei kvuraschem mean? Doesn't mean here. Doesn't mean now. Now you guys are great. Now you're riding on a wave. You're riding on a cloud. Everything is good. But it's not going to stay this way. You're going to have challenges and difficulties. And if you don't take the Torah, you're done. You're dead. Sham tehei kvuraschem. Sham in the makoyim. Sham in the choshech. Sham in the golos. So we have to make Torah not just something that we do or something that we're spending time with. We have to make it part of our lives that it will be with us forever. Because if not, we're dead. Sham tehei kvuraschem. Yaakov Avinu is Amud HaTorah. Yaakov is the only one who was able to withstand all these tzaras. Avram didn't have it. Yitzchak didn't have it. They weren't Mesachin Tevil Asailo because they couldn't. Because they didn't have Torah. Yaakov is Torah vayifka b'mokoy. So Be'ez Hashem L'siyat L'shmaya, what we're doing now is not stam, we're not stam learning for now. We're trying to give ourselves the tools to be able to go through any challenges we have in our entire life. De'ebishtu z'chafon. Shalom b'zeichu.